Hey, have you been watching any of the World Cup soccer matches?
Well, I was watching until my favorite team was bounced out in the first round of play. I mean, they should have made it all the way to the second round. But a whole series of events cost the team the opportunity to prove themselves on the world stage.
What do you mean?
Well, in the first match, two of their star players were out with nagging injuries. So the rest of the players, unfortunately, just couldn't keep up with the opposing team.
Well, that's just life. I mean, every team is going to have players out with injuries.
Yeah, but that's besides the point. And then in the second game, the refs made some terrible calls, allowing the opposing team to slip by with a victory. I mean, we were robbed on that one. The refs must have been walking in their sleep.
But didn't one of your own players accidentally kick the ball twice into his own goal? I mean, that doesn't sound like a bad call to me.
That's just besides the point.
Really?
And finally, our team was ahead in the final match. I mean, they were way out ahead until the other team rallied in the final 3 minutes of play to squeak out a victory. It was a total embarrassment for our team. Our team was booed. All I can say is that the sun must have been in our players' eyes.
Wasn't it a night game?
That's besides the point, too. You're just not understanding anything I'm saying.
So, who are you rooting for now, seeing that your team has been eliminated?
I can't watch any more soccer, so I've been following an online chess tournament.
What? Now, that has to be the most ridiculous reaction I have ever heard of.
No.
So, you're going to completely boycott the rest of the play just because your team got bounced out of the tournament?
Forget it. You just don't understand.